we have a neighbor who got a cat. And it's not uncommon for people to get pets in Israel, but their journey to this cat was a little bit different. You see, around Sukkot time, this cat showed up on their front steps, and they absolutely couldn't stand it, at least much of the family. And they tried to shoo it away, but it joined their Sukkot meals. It actually, we were there, and it ate my son's food from the table. It came into the house multiple times. And I remember the mom saying, "We are not getting a cat." And yet, fast forward just a little bit of time, they got the cat, they adopted the cat, they took the cat got shots, the whole everything, and it is their pet. And the thing is, the cat actually still likes to hang out by the garbage dump with its friends. So with its collar and all, every once in a while, it goes down and has a chance to rekindle its relationships with its friends and with its siblings. Okay, and the other day, I actually saw the cat twice at the garbage dump. And again, it had its beautiful little collar on and everything. And I thought the following: you can take the cat out of the alley, but you can't take the alley out of the cat. No matter what, at the end of the day, this cat still is an alley cat. Yes, it lives in a home. Yes, it has a collar. But at the end of the day, it is still just a street cat. And it got me thinking that, what is the purpose of the Mishkan for the Jewish people? What was it supposed to accomplish? So this is my thought, inspired by Blondie, the still somewhat alley cat. You see, the purpose of the Mishkan was that the Jewish people would be able to be flipped on their heads. They came from a place of idolatry. They came from Egypt. And it was going to be very, very challenging to take Egypt out of the Jewish people. And so, if we simply put a collar around the Jewish people and said, do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that, you're going to be okay. In all likelihood, you would have been able to take the Jews out of Egypt, but you would not have been able to take Egypt out of the Jews. So what do you have to do? You have to completely, completely flip the entire way of thinking, the way of acting, and you have to say it's going to just be different. And so, the entire method of worship, the entire place of worship, everything completely changed. And by completely changing it, the goal was that the Jewish people would completely change as well. Now, does it work in the short term? The answer is probably not. The Jewish people do sin. The Jewish people do complain. The Jewish people do desire to go back to Egypt. But if you were to look at it over the course of time, you would see that one of the fascinating things about the Jewish people is that fundamentally their relationship with God becomes very, very different than everybody else. I believe that the Mishkan served its purpose. It creates a place and a paradigm that just is very, very different from what everybody else was doing. And ultimately, I believe it leads to the Jewish practice of religion being all that much different. And as such, the Jewish people become different as well. Have a great day.